Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Omaha City Council is giving its approval to a median restriction ordinance. The measure was approved yesterday. It prohibits anyone from loitering on medians within 200 feet of Omaha's most dangerous intersections. They deemed at least 70 intersections throughout the city as something that would qualify as a dangerous intersection. Supporters of the new ordinance say it helps address public safety.
But we know what we're talking about here. We're talking about people holding signs.
Yeah, that's what it is. But it is a safety issue, too. You know, it really is. They're standing in the middle. They could slip and fall. I've seen guys sleeping on a median.
You can still hold it on the corner.
Yes, you can.
Just don't do it in the median.
Yeah.
Right. Two retiring Republican senators are taking a stand against President Trump. Arizona Senator Jeff Flake announced his decision not to run for re-election in an emotional Senate speech yesterday. Flake said reckless, outrageous, and undignified behavior has been accepted as telling it like it is. He also said that he would not be complicit and silent about that behavior. Tennessee Senator Bob Corker said that Trump isn't up to the job of the presidency. This morning, the president is reacting, tweeting that the reason Flake and Corker dropped out of the Senate race is very simple. They had zero chance of being elected.
Yeah, Twitter battles.
New details are emerging about the ambush in Niger earlier this month in which four U.S. soldiers were killed. Two U.S. officials who saw classified intelligence are saying that special forces were pursuing an ISIS recruiter when they were attacked. One theory said that the official with direct knowledge of the military investigation is that the soldiers were gathering information about the target and decided to pursue him after discovering his whereabouts. The official said that the big question now would be whether or not the unit got authorization and whether the risks were assessed. And big changes are coming to the Mega Millions lottery, including the cost of the tickets. Starting this Saturday, you'll have to pay $2 to play instead of $1. The grand prize will start at $40 million instead of $15. The odds of winning, though, have also not ruling in your favor. They've jumped from 1 in 258 million in this week's drawing to 1 in 302 million under the new rules.
Megan money.
But it'll be crazy jackpots.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
astronomical jackpots.
Like right now, the Powerball is like pretty close to $200 million, I think. $200 million. And then this Mega Millions and all that, the other ones, they get up there, but they want them more consistently up there.
So. I want it to get so high that when Forbes does the list of the richest people in the world,
you're on it.
There'll always be a lottery winner, like in the top 10.
Right. That would be awesome.
Like, you know, Buffett and Carlos Slim, and then they'll be like Jerry. Remember Jerry from Cleveland? He won the Powerball 2 years ago.
Yes. Well, it could happen. I just saw there was a guy that almost threw out a winning lottery ticket. You always hear those stories, too, where somebody's like going through their car and they find a ticket and then it's like, oh, I won. Yeah, exactly. And then some guy was like throwing out the trash and was like, oh, huh, I almost threw out this ticket. And then it turned out to be a winner. That's always so weird.
How much was the winner?
I have to figure out what the, I don't know what the jackpot.
Which story you made up? You had to figure out which one?
Right. Which story? Which lie? No, so many details.
Well, I mean, so that's someone who buys it on the regular. They, you know, they go get their cigarettes and gas, and you buy a lottery ticket.
And
but man, that just seems so inefficient.
Yeah,
I'm going to buy one. I want to follow it.
That's what happens. Mm-hmm. Is that, I mean, I have them tucked away in my car every now and then, and I find them. You're right. It's kind of reckless when you think about it. You're spending $1, $2, and maybe even $10, and
well,
you don't even check to see if it wins.
You throw money around like confetti.
Mm-hmm. I wipe with it.
Wait, what?
That we weren't going to talk about wiping while people are eating breakfast sandwiches.
Pardon me. Sorry. I'll take one of those breakfast sandwiches, though.
Never mind. They keep running. Los Angeles Dodgers are winners in game one of the World Series. 103 degree heat is the bigger number than the 3-1 win over the Houston Astros. That's the hottest game time temperature in World Series history.
They were changing jerseys. Didn't affect the Dodgers, though. Chris Taylor and Justin Turner each had home runs, while Clayton Kershaw only gave up one run. Clayton Kershaw's the ace. Mm-hmm. You're always going to see him win a game one, and he'll probably win the final game when knock out the Astros. We'll see.
More scorching temperatures, though, are forecast for tonight's game two. It's a best of seven series. And Colin Kaepernick has reportedly landed a book deal with Random House for more than $1 million. News comes after it was reported on Monday that Kaepernick has been taking meetings with publishers in New York to shop a planned book. It's believed the book will focus on the current movement of NFL players protesting during the national anthem.
He doesn't need a book. He needs a job throwing footballs.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a paycheck. So the National Park Service is considering big increases for entrance fees at the most popular parks during peak visiting season. The proposal announced Tuesday would more than double entrance fees at 17 parks, including Yellowstone, Yosemite, the Grand Canyon.
If you think they're trying to keep you out, they are.
Yeah, geez.
It's become an issue for the environment. Too many people flooding these parks. The environmental dent we do when we don't camp out our turds.
That's why they raise it.
Seriously, it really is a problem. There's too many people.
There is. Too many people going. It's too affordable. It's too cheap. You know.
So now, the current cost of you pay per car, it's like $25 to $30. They're saying that they would bump it up to $70 during peak season. It would double it. Motorcycle riders would pay $50 instead of the current $15 to $25. They would even bump it up for visitors on foot or bicycles. I mean, they're saying even if you walk in, it's going to be $30 instead of $10 or $15 like it is now. Well, so the higher fees would pay for badly needed repairs to roads, bridges, campgrounds, bathrooms. But the National Park Service is going to accept public comments. I'm sure everybody's like, no, on its website until November 23rd.
So maybe playing the Powerball isn't so bad after all.
Yeah. So you can afford to go to the National Park.
Prices on parks and Powerball tickets, but it's only $2 to stay home.
God, I went to... It's just
try
packed.
And win.
I went to Zion, was that last year, year before, the National Park, you know? It was... Mm-hmm. I've never seen a park like that before. So packed.
Well, it's hard to balance that you're trying to get out in nature and see something beautiful, but it's
it turns
like
into a
Black
city.
Friday. Yeah, you're surrounded... Oh. By everyone who's trying to do the same thing. And you realize they probably look at you, you're ruining their experience. So like, I'm going to stare at your
strange.
Fat head.
You walk up or you hike up these tough hikes, right? And you're just following people. It's like it's so weird. And then there are people passing you constant.
Really?
Like an interstate rush hour. It's just, it's bad. You know, then Jeff's right. I mean, then you get, you know, so many people there. You got people trashing it, littering, whatever the case is. So I say raise it, man.
Well, they are. I mean, they're saying that they might, but I feel like that's more like we're going to.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, by the way, that winning lottery ticket that I was saying, it was a South Carolina guy, $100,000 lottery prize. He almost threw the ticket in the trash and let his jackpot go unclaimed.
See, I don't play it at all. I bought a ticket years ago when it had hit the record.
Yeah.
Maybe like 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that record's been squashed by now.
Yeah.
How long are they good for?
A year. Most places, it's a year.
Even those little prizes, you got a year to go.
And they also, in some states, they don't require you to go in public. You can just kind of cash it.
You can anonymously.
You can be a name. Here, you have to be face. You got to get on and be like, "Hi, I'm loaded. I live here."
Well, yeah, they want the photo op.
They want the advertising.
They do. You bet. They want you holding that check. That's why when those the plant workers, you remember the guys that won here? That's why they all wore those big giant sunglasses and some wore disguises and wigs.
So the relatives, every degenerate third cousin didn't come out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
Hey, friend.
You know what? We've been trying to fix that deck in the backyard. You would have known how bad that deck is if you would have responded to some of them family invites that we send you on the Facebook. You're like, are we even related?
It's not.
What?
It's always it's not your money.
Come on, it ain't your money.
Jeez. Free money.
Like
share it.
Hell, how fast do you think I would jump on a bus out of here? Actually, I wouldn't. I have to pay you guys off first, and then we'll all just go together. We'll live together somewhere, yeah?
And why would you take a bus?
I don't know.
All I would say, if they were like, well, how can we find him? I'd be like, look for a man with a long flowing wig. Because if you were going to go undercover, I have a feeling that you would take on your second identity, which is your dream of having a long flowing head
of
hair.
You wouldn't go anywhere. You would turn your current place where you live
into gold.
Into a fortress.
Slowly turning into Graceland. I'm sure there'll be... there'll be carpet going up on the walls.
So a flamingo. I mean,
gold toilet.
Elvis had everything, too. He didn't move into a bigger house. He brought the mansion to Graceland.
Yeah. Oh, it would be great. Yeah.
So I guess young men would rather sit and play video games than look for a steady employment. This is not surprising to me.
Now, this is obvious.
At all. Yeah. Right. This is from the Obvious Clinic. Mm-hmm. They say non-college educated men are rejecting full-time employment and spending as much as 40 hours a week playing video games.
Jeez, they're rejecting it? Well, that's because they live at home, I'm guessing, right?
I know. I'm like, what full-time employment are they rejecting? I guess happiness has gone up for this group despite employment percentages falling. And they say it's because they're living with their parents and they're playing video games and they're not working. Yeah,
at that point, it's all about your parents. That's
well,
their fault.
Remember when they said Obamacare, you could put your kids on your insurance until they were, what did they raise the level to?
I think it's 25 now, 25 or 26.
And we said, once you make weed legal everywhere, which it slowly is, and you can stay on your parents' insurance till 25, why would anyone move out?
Move to the basement.
You don't, you know, for these kids, they're like, well, I just won't adult until after I'm 25 or 30.
Isn't that crazy?
They're not necessarily not looking for work. They're just so sweetly distracted.
Yeah.
I mean, the new Call of Duty comes out, I believe, on Friday.
I was going to say, the video games are awesome.
Get your squad together.
You know, I keep seeing that commercial now. I can't get out of my head.
Sadly, with me, video games anymore are like the modern day candy. When I was a kid, I was like, someday I'm going to have enough money to buy myself candy.
Yeah.
But now, sadly, candy has no payoff
to
me.
It doesn't.
Video games are the same way. I'll try and get a game, and I plug it in, and I'm like, this doesn't do anything. I get bored.
I know.
Oh, really?
Turn it off.
Yeah, you get bored fast.
But I don't know. I keep looking at those Call of Duty commercials, and I'm like, I want to find my squad. And sadly,
kid
it just
in a
turns
basement
out,
somewhere.
Jeff just needs a friend.
That commercial is weird. At the end of it, when they get all the squad together, there's like a couple. And the guy's like, who are these? And she just hands him whatever. It's my squad.
Oh, the
ads, I was instantly like, I'm
the
so
ads
lonely.
The ads are really, really great. It's one of the biggest game releases in a while for all the platforms, PlayStation and Xbox, is the Call of Duty. They went back to World War II.
Yeah.
So is this going to be the kind where people call in sick, like stay home all day?
Yeah, it's on Friday. Gamers do that anymore for everything.
Yeah.
Amazon is launching a new smart security camera and smart lock, and it'll work with Alexa. It's called Amazon Key. It's an indoor security camera, and it's called Amazon Cloud Cam. So the smart lock is called Amazon Key, and the indoor security camera is called Amazon Cloud Cam. And the new security system works with Alexa, and it'll allow Amazon deliveries to your home even when you're out.
What?
So let's say, well, no, you hook it all up through your Alexa. All of a sudden, the delivery guy shows up, and you can unlock your door from remotely. It's all camera. Like, I've seen people where they've gotten that, what's
yeah, they
it
have
called,
that,
ring?
Yeah, they have the ring thing that where you can, someone rings, you can yell at them. Hey!
You're yelling at the people on your doorstep now.
Yeah.
I had somebody do that, spooked the hell out of me. I was dropping their kid off.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I pressed the doorbell and they're like, hi. And I'm like, oh, hi. She's like, no, I'm at my office. I just happened to see you. She's like, I've never actually talked to anyone through this before, but I was like, you're not here? And she's like, no, I'm downtown, but I saw you dropping Noah off and, you know.
Thought
I'm
you
like,
were looked lonely, so I thought I'd say hi.
Right. Thought you looked sketchy. I was going to tell you to get off mine. And then I realized, oh, no, this was the person I entrusted my small person with to drop him off. No, but I had the whole conversation with somebody through their doorbell. It was the weirdest moment.
Now this will be your relationship with your Amazon delivery guy, who's now the modern day milkman.
Yeah, he is.
Ding dong.
I mean, we all should be tipping the, you know, your post office guy. Look how much extra work they do.
Yeah, all the delivery boxes. Stuff. Dude, they're carrying boxes.
Seriously, the Christmas bonus needs to start going back to the postman.
Yeah.
The amount of work they do.
Oh, all the deliveries?
I mean, you
deliveries?
Don't see the newspaper boy anymore. Think of the guy you see all the time.
They're delivering more stuff, and then one time a year, they got to haul your cans and crap out of there for donations. You know, it's like, geez.
Haul your cans.
You're not donating any cans.
No, I'm not.
Thank you.
Today I'm not lying about nothing.
We appreciate your honesty.
This is no lie day.
See how easy that was.
Oh, that's a lie right there.
It felt good.
Today's no lie day.
It felt good.
Mm-hmm. Omaha's number one hit music station. Waking up laughing every morning. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Big Party Morning Show.
Hey, this is Ed Sheeran. Want to see me perform live?
Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel 94.1.
All right, Ed Sheeran's going to be in Kansas City in about a year, less than a year, actually. He's going to be playing Arrowhead. Hello? Who's this?
Hello?
Hi, what's your name?
This is Miranda.
Hi, Miranda. When's the last, what's the longest you've gone without telling a lie?
Gosh, I have to go online every day, so I don't even know.
Okay.
I couldn't last without it.
Without a lie? Isn't that funny?
Oh, yeah.
I wonder how many times people lie on average a day.
I know, right?
Yeah. Well, hey, Ed Sheeran, that's up for grabs right now. Congratulations, you're calling number 9.
Oh, my God, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Who are you taking to the show?
I'm not sure. Probably my husband.
Okay. All right. It's a quickie, too. It's the show's on a Saturday, and, you can just get a hotel room. I'd just reserve it. You got the whole weekend in Kansas City. Why not?
Yeah, why not? I won't have the kids. That'd be awesome.
Have you ever seen him live? Did you see him any of the various chances you got to see him?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Have you ever seen him live, Ed Sheeran?
No, I haven't, but I've been wanting to really bad, so this will be awesome.
All right. Well, you're the lucky one. Hold on, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, he's circling about. You know, there'll be a chance to see him in St. Louis as well.
Okay, all right. Hmm. Those tickets, you want to win them because they're not cheap.
He's at Busch Stadium.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah,
he's at Busch Stadium. I believe that's where the Cards play, right? Because they don't have a football team anymore.
Yeah.
September 6th of 2018. So prior to the KC show, he'll be down in St. Louis. So, I mean, if you want to see him.
So is he doing this must be a stadium tour of some sort then.
Yeah. You remember when we met him, you asked him, you said, will you get freaked out doing these arenas? And he was like, this was just arenas. And he was like, no, not really. He said he still treats him like a small show.
Just like doing a small,
intimate club date where those, you know, artists will say you just focus on the front rows and you try and get them. That's the theory. If you can treat it like a small gig.
Then it's a small gig.
You kind of have to. I mean, once you get up there, like if you're up there and the lights and everything, I mean, I can't imagine what a stadium is like. But
I think it's
probably technology
now. Like back in the day, bands, even though rock star bands, Rolling Stones might go to an arena and they might still have technical issues, sound issues.
Yeah.
People in the back row that can't hear very good. And most really good artists don't want anyone there not to have a good show.
Yeah.
But now with technology, man, and sound and speakers and flat screens everywhere, they can kind of make the back row as intimate as the front row.
Oh, you bet. You forget about that in the stadiums because they do have the big screens and all that stuff.
And we're all standing up with our smartphone out filming the entire thing.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
experiencing it.
Right, not experiencing it because we're like, I want to be here now, but I more want to be there later for my friends.
Yeah.
You know, like I want to make sure I put this on social media. And then
you're
telling yourself,
thing.
Put the phone down and enjoy the now.
You should enjoy the now, right? I mean, gosh, people, come on. So tickets are on sale now to the Kansas City one. So if you want to try to buy these tickets, you can buy them too. But I would suggest trying to win them because they're not cheap whatsoever. You know, it's a big show.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
Channel 94.1.
Well, Kid Rock may not be running for Senate, but he is coming to town. He announced that he is going to be playing Omaha's CenturyLink March 17th. But it was he's been in the news quite a bit lately because he was doing a PR stunt about a possible Senate run. But he said it straight. He's like, I'm not running for Senate. Are you kidding me? Who couldn't figure that out? He basically admitted that the whole thing was a stunt to drum up publicity for his upcoming album, Sweet Southern Sugar.
Not I feel like really. Kid, like an outdoor Kid Rock show could be the thing to like heal Vegas.
Yeah, probably.
You know what I mean? To get back to normal, we can do big outdoor shows. What do you think Kid Rock would be a good
He's a great
badass
show.
Unifier?
Yes. He is a good show. That's March 17th, by the way. I know it's St. Patty's Day, but...
He used to open his shows with this. Oh. He would open with it. He'd walk up, man. I mean, I've been on stage with him working at radio stations where he'd come back in the day when he was first came on the scene. He walks out with his pimp cane.
Yeah.
Remember? He would walk out his pimp cane, and the band is doing this like 10-minute intro to this song. And he'd just walk out to the microphone, stare at the crowd, drop his mink pimp suit, and then just grab that mic and go, my name is God.
Yeah, he knows how to do it, that's for sure. So March 17th.
He's a showman.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just announced a show yesterday, so.
His new album comes out November 3rd, I guess, this Sweet Southern Sugar.
The country could use a little Kid Rock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The daughter of Paul Walker is getting a payout. She has settled her wrongful death lawsuit with Porsche. So it's 4 years after we lost Paul Walker. It was that tragic accident. He was a passenger in a car. And I guess his daughter, Meadow, had previously been awarded $10 million from the estate of the guy who was driving the car.
That was like his life was her.
Yes.
Was it? Okay.
She's 18 now. So she's got a birthday coming up. November 4th. She turns 19.
So what happened with Porsche?
The deal was that there was a problem with the car they're claiming that he could have survived had he not been trapped by a faulty seatbelt. Okay. That they could have gotten him out, but the seatbelt they couldn't get it undone. So she alleged that the 2005, this Porsche Carrera, that he died in had a history of instability and control issues. So they're
going
after
a
bunch of stuff.
They also did hit a pole, though, at speed. Remember?
At high speed, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, he was a cool dude.
I know.
Of all the people on that cast, that's a terrible thing to say. Actually, that's a terrible thing to say. But I just felt bad for Paul Walker. Like, young dude. I never really liked him until I watched those documentaries where he would swim with sharks. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
He's super brave.
Yeah, there he is.
They tied him with Shark Week when they were doing this thing where they catch those great white sharks and then they raise them on a lift. Yeah. Have you ever seen that where it's like a...
I like it. It's like a
auto
car
mechanic
lift.
Car lift.
Yes.
And Paul Walker dives in the ocean with the great white with no cage.
He knows.
He knows what?
He knows that sharks aren't going to eat him. Right? I mean,
he was brave.
I don't know. I mean, how does anybody really know that? I mean, it is a wild animal. It's like something
he
just decides
doesn't
to
live
try
with
it.
Fear. He is fast
That's
and furious.
Did. He was fearless.
Yes. That, by the way, that wasn't the worst thing to say. I've heard worse.
E-Network executives know where their bread is buttered. The Kardashians just inked a $150 million television deal.
That's so gross.
Yeah.
But I guess that's all they have. I mean, that's what E has. They have to.
That is all
they're slaves to that. And actually, I hope the Kardashians, since the E made their bread and butter, I hope they hold out.
Oh, I thought you were
I hope
say-
they held out for as much money as humanly possible.
Okay. I thought you were going to try to beat the worst thing said. And that's.
Isn't the missus, did she go blonde, the mom? She's the only one I like. Of all the Kardashians.
Really?
Like,
the momager?
Chris?
Really?
Yeah, she's legit.
Kris Kardashian.
She's made the whole thing. I mean, there are none of those girls. No one's famous without her.
Yeah.
True. I mean, she's definitely the ringleader. I mean, she's
the rest
whipped
of them are
all
just
of them into shape.
A bunch of big asses.
Mm.
I mean, Kim was the original. Now I can't tell them apart because they're all trying to out-butt the original butt.
Kim's butt's out of control. It's so nauseating. It is.
It's and I don't gone say too that, far.
I don't say that about many butts.
I just
in my
remember
life.
That I'm like, this is a watershed moment in the early 2000s. It was when did she first come on the scene? 05, 06. When you get famous because of your big old butt, you knew America was a different place.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh. God, remember that? It's a
I think my favorite thing is the fact that lately she's like, I mean, people are just judging me on my looks. I'm like, that is exactly why you're famous.
That's
like
who she
when
is.
You make your career on what you look like and how you present yourself, then yes, that's what you're going to be judged on. That is your contribution to this spinning globe.
You think little girls, and I had little girls, but you know, just teens aspire to be, you know,
absolutely.
Get that ass like that, you know?
Look
I
like her.
To look like her.
Yeah, to look like her or sisters. I mean, that's been the big thing with the Kylie Jenner. Don't you remember Kylie Jenner was like, these lips are just totally natural. Like, I just really know how to contour. And everyone's like,
lies.
For real? And then it was like, she's like, never mind, I have had some stuff done. It's like, okay, well, then don't lie about it. Own it. Be proud of it. I mean, you did it.
How big is a $150 million deal? Are they spinning that? industry? So, is that record? Does that seem that high?
It is high. I mean, I don't record. I don't know. But high, yes. I guess sources say about 50 to 60% of that $150 million deal is going to the three older sisters, Kim, Courtney, and Khloe.
Wow.
And that despite the fact that like Kylie Jenner has gained a lot of popularity and success since the last contract, it's still those three called are the show. And now comes word, you know, that Khloe and Kylie are expecting. I mean, so there's going to be some keeping up with the Kardashian babies. Kylie's next in the dough line, though, according to TMZ. They say thanks to her show that she's got her own spinoff, you know. And then Kendall, she's busy just traveling and modeling, so it doesn't really matter. Like, but I guess the big thing is master negotiator Kris Jenner, the momager, gets 10% managing fee. So that's $15 million straight off the top. And that's just for managing the whole crew.
I got a big butt.
Mm-hmm. You got to get paid. Celebrity news sponsored by Pino's Palette. See the calendar at pinospalette.com/LaVista. Paint, drink, and have fun.
All right. Thanks, Molly. All right. 749. We got 70 for the high today. It's top 10 day to day out of the week because tomorrow's going to get cooler. Okay. We're talking about 60, and then we're going to hit the 40s by Friday with a slight chance. I think about a 40% chance of some rain and maybe even some snow. Yeah, already.
Today
snow,
is the 20-year anniversary of an October snow storm that crippled the city. The leaves were still on the trees like they are outside.
Unbelievable.
And we got
man.
An ice storm. So yeah. It froze all the leaves and
shut
brought
down,
all the branches and cut down all the power lines. And we were, some parts of the city were dark for
a couple weeks. Yeah, I went 7 days. Lost everything. And then the power came back on. And then it happened again. And I just remember that, you know, you get to that moment of insanity at that point.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go studio.
You're listening to the Big Party Show
on Omaha's number one hit music station,
Channel 94.1.